Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Stand by on this channel.
Here we go again!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Good morning, dude. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. God bless you guys.
3, 2, 1!
We have a great show!
Why is that?
Today is National Eat a Hoagie Day.
No problem. Where do you get it?
Like at the hoagie shop?
Hoagie.
It's also known as a grinder sub.
Okay, number one, eat a hoagie.
Or hero.
Make room for this hot and cheesy hoagie.
Hoagie lover.
Happy National Eat a Hoagie Day. Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2191. Carla's still out. Be back on Thursday enjoying the beautiful East Coast with all the mosquitoes and lobster and beer and everything else she's been posting.
And everything else the East Coast has to offer.
Boy, oh boy. The East Coast in September, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
So, all right. But she'll be back on Wednesday. Couple of things. What a game last night.
Yeah, it ended twice.
Monday Night Football. We'll get to that a little bit later on next half hour. Congratulations, Heather Selinsky. Latest winner, 10K payday contest. Her reaction when she got the call from the Beasley banker.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? That is perfect.
So she wins $500, automatically qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize. Asked what she was going to do with the money.
It'll probably go towards my son's football team. They're always hitting me up for snacks, and this will provide a nice dinner for them.
All right, so that's what she's going to do with the money.
That's a good mom.
That is a great mom. Your next chance to score some money, some free money, 10K payday contest. A little bit later on, 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. Plenty of sunshine, hot today again. High near 104, 103 tomorrow. Got 77 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, this morning it's all about relationships. Top signs a relationship is getting serious include meeting the parents, deleting apps like Tinder, and calling it a relationship, not just dating. We're not dating, we're in a relationship. So there you go. A couple of recent surveys. 81% of homeowners said they've done at least one do-it-yourself project since the start of the pandemic. 38% say they look back on their DIY and think maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I think I'm more in that category.
Painting walls of color you regret after the pandemic.
You know what? Jody and I did that. We tried to paint our downstairs bathroom a color that we thought would be so cool.
And you regret it now?
Oh, no, we painted. We hired somebody to come in and cover it up. Didn't matter what we put with the color. We go, no, it's not working. Have you broken up with any friends during the pandemic? Here's another poll found out top reasons people have done it include vaccine status, gossiping, and finding out they're dating your ex.
Oh.
Well, that would break you up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the last one for sure.
Right. What else? Oh, I do this for you. Oh,
okay.
Hidden Valley Ranch selling bags of treat-sized packets of ranch dressing.
Oh.
They're going to... So you can hand these out during Halloween. Now, a bag of 30 costs $20 plus shipping, which
oh
is nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing for you,
no.
So...
Well, they're any already home getting, that's going to be doing that for Halloween, just feel free to email me or let me know.
Or put a Hidden Ranch, Hidden Valley Ranch flag outside your house. That way kids will know either to go there or to avoid it altogether. All right, so there you go. Just a few things we think you should know this morning. Here you go. It's a new TikTok challenge. As opposed to the one that we played you yesterday, where you're supposed to sing the Gaga song.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just as horrible as you can. Every family member gets together, they video it, and they put it up on TikTok. This TikTok challenge is where people are harmonizing to the song Grace Kelly by, is it Mika?
Mika.
So Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell did it. It starts with Ryan doing three-part harmonies before Will comes in with two harmony parts. Then Ryan comes in. Evidently, they were at a recording studio and they did this. But this is how it ended up sounding.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet.
That's Will Ferrell.
I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown.
Now that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a TikTok challenge. Who's going to do that?
Can we do, like, can all TikTok challenges be like this now? It's like we don't have to worry about somebody getting hurt, somebody dying. Someone
there
have
you
to
go.
Climbing a pyramid of milk crates. No, we don't need that.
You just sing your favorite song. Try and harmonize. If you can, fine. If you can't, no big deal.
And it's fun.
But that's the latest TikTok challenge. You harmonize to Grace Kelly, the song by Mika, as done by Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, who clearly have studio time somewhere.
Yeah.
Big Monday night football game last night. We'll recap it here in about 6-7 minutes. Monday night football last night. Well, congrats to our Raiders beating Baltimore 33-27 in overtime. Morning, let me just say this. A quick replay of the game. Raiders are down. They come back, tie it all up, get the ball in overtime, score, but not really. Get the ball taken away, get the ball back. The Raiders are going to kick a field goal for the win, but don't. In fact, they get penalized. Then this happens.
Second and 14. Can't lose any yards here. Going to throw. Drake picked up the pressure. All alone is Zay Jones, and he will prance into the end zone for the touchdown and the victory in overtime for the Raiders. And this celebration is for real.
So I don't know if you want to know, be known as prancing into the end zone, but bottom line is
they won.
They won.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
33-27 in overtime last night over at the Allegiant Stadium. Who went? Who was up this morning that actually went to the game? What was the vibe? That'd be nuts.
It looked crazy. I mean, like, every celebrity was there, too.
Yeah. They said it was like a Lakers game or something.
Yeah.
Was the pregame concert. They had Gladys Knight with the national anthem. Halftime show, I guess, was
Ice Cube.
I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah.
Plus, the
Gladys
game
thing was cool, but the keyboard thing was a little weird.
It was. She had a different rhythm to it or something.
Yeah, it was almost like she sang how she normally sings, and it was like a reggae-type keyboard thing in the background. But, hey, it worked.
Who are we?
Yeah, who are we? I think it was all awesome.
So if you went to the game, we want to hear from you this morning. Because, like I said before, it had to be nuts.
Yeah.
It had to be crazy. And it's jam-packed. And the crowd's going nuts.
What is it, 61,000 people?
61,000 plus. So there you go. Big Monday night football win for the Raiders. 33-27 in overtime last night at Allegiant Stadium.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We recap the big Raiders win, overtime win over Baltimore, 33-27. And if you wanted to text in, call in, if you were at the game last night, we just wanted to talk to you. I think Morty, you and I were the only ones who didn't go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at Facebook. All my friends have tickets.
Wait, hold on. This music's anticlimactic.
It really is. Morty's playing the music for us this morning.
Sorry.
Carla's on vacation. We'll be back on Thursday.
She'll do a better job.
She's on the ones and twos when she's here, so. But people are texting in, and if you want to call in, 702-739-9636.
Manny texted in. He says it was wild. Atmosphere was amazing and was pleasantly surprised. He said he also got nachos. He said it was chips in a bag, sealed bag with a cup of cheese. and a hot dog, but it was only $7. So that's a plus two. So
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle's on the phone. Kyle, you went last night. How would you rate it? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
I would give it a 15.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've been a lifelong Raiders fan, so for the have them here in my home city, that automatically put it at an 8. And then the atmosphere and the product that the Raiders put out was sensational. And then on top of that, the game itself, back and forth, and then the Raiders winning in overtime. I mean, it was off the charts. It was more than I could have hoped for.
So aside from the pregame entertainment, then you have Gladys Knight doing the national anthem. You have the halftime show.
I mean, Gladys Knight, her rendition of the national anthem was everything you would imagine Gladys Knight to be. She could still belt it out.
I don't know what the keyboard guy was playing.
Yeah. her rendition was actually really good.
She sounded great, yeah. But I don't know what the keyboard guy was doing. But
I do remember yesterday, I kind of lost track of time, and I forgot what time it was that the game was going to start. And all of a sudden, I heard a big rumbling, and it was the flyover that they did over the arena.
My son-in-law heard that.
It was so loud. They flew over my place.
It was a rumbling and loud inside when the fighters flew over.
I would imagine near the end of the game in overtime, the place just had to be rocking. I mean, how loud was it?
It was so loud that we had to almost scream at each other sitting next to one another just to be able to hear.
And on national television.
Yeah. Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
It was such a fantastic way to showcase the city and the organization and how positive the move to Las Vegas has been for our city and for the Raiders, and it was just a spectacular way to kick off Raider football in Las Vegas.
Let me ask you, did you do the full experience, or did you tailgate all the way up until the beginning of the game, or did you just show up for the game?
No, we didn't, because the kids still had school.
Okay.
So we left our house pretty close to the time the kids got out of school and my wife got home from work. So we were down at the stadium by about 4:00, 4:15. We wanted to make sure we were able to get inside. We had done the pre-screening for COVID on Saturday, so we didn't have to waste any time standing in that long line.
See, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it only took about 10 minutes. They did a super job of directing everyone and having plenty of people to answer questions as far as the Clear app went. And then once we got inside, my wife and I had been to the stadium for Garth Brooks. And then my son and I had been there for the BYU-Arizona game. So we kind of knew the lay of the land a little bit, but our daughter had never been. So we walked around, watched warm-ups, and then finally found our seats. And we found our seats probably 25 minutes before kickoff. So it was a great experience. And it was my children's first NFL game ever.
Now, if they would have lost, everything would have sucked. Kyle, glad you and the family had a great time along with, 61,000 other fans. And what do they say? Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Talking about last night's game, the Vegas Raiders, big 33-27 winner in overtime. I mean, overtime alone was a game by itself.
Yeah.
With everything going on as it did. I mean, the Raiders win the toss.
Yeah.
They get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You think they win the game. They don't. They get penalized. They get pushed back. And then they're going to kick a field goal. And then they don't. And then all of a sudden, boom, a little bomb. And the guy's in the clear.
Yep.
Scores the touchdown again. And they win. People text again last night. Awesome. The best. Just win, baby. I mean, how could it not be a positive atmosphere or an experience? Now, Tom's on the phone. Tom is, a longtime Raider fan.
Mm-hmm.
Had been to games in Oakland. So, Tom, what's the difference between the game in Oakland, or was there, between going to a game in Oakland and going last night to the Allegiant Stadium?
Oh, complete difference. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it was pretty easy getting in and out of the stadium. I've got to say, there were some issues with trying to find parking with signage, coming back out, because, there's
65,000 people, but complete difference. I mean, still the wild and fun and crazy Raider fans, but I mean, it was just so electric. It was really kind of hard to explain. Of course, Monday night, you know, football, great game and all that, even, you know, made it even better, but what an experience. And we were lucky, you know, some good friends of ours gave us their tickets and we got to enjoy it. It was very special.
I'll just say this, Morty, if you were going to go to any game this season, that would have been the game to go to.
Agree.
It was unbelievable.
I bet.
Absolutely. I mean, the stadium is just absolutely beautiful. I know you've been in there touring it and stuff, and we hadn't been in there. But everything, I mean, just the excitement. You know, we were just walking up into the stadium. People are tailgating. We got there around 2:30, and what an experience.
Wow.
You know, to have live football like that in Vegas, to go along with the hockey, it's crazy.
Tom, thanks for calling.
You got it, Mike. Good talking to you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you get there at 2:30. And you're just walking around, you know you're going to have a pop or two.
Yeah.
And if you've never been in the stadium, it is pretty impressive.
There are people there way before 2:30.
I can imagine.
Yeah, the tents are all set up. Everyone was, yeah.
Yeah, so big win last night. By the way, if you missed it, I don't know who missed it. But if you did, here's how it wrapped up in overtime.
Second and 14. Can't lose any yards here. Going to throw. Drake picked up the pressure. All alone is Zay Jones. And he will prance into the is for real.
Yeah, he just pranced into the end zone, and there you go. They win the game, so everybody had to say, all the hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
Again.
Yep.
After they cleared the field the first time. So, way to go, Raiders. 33-27 winner in overtime over Baltimore last night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Latest winner in the 10K payday contest. Living in Las Vegas, it was Ashley Befford who got the call from the Beasley banker.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a joke at first.
And asked what she was going to do with the money. Her response?
Probably put it towards something for my kids.
So your next chance to score some free cash in the 10K payday contest, sponsored by Meineke, doing car care right, less than an hour from now. 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. Plenty of sunshine, hot again today, high near 104, 103 tomorrow, 85 now. Carla is on vacation for the next couple of days. She is going to be back Thursday, but let's catch up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Jennifer Aniston thinks her new boyfriend should be someone not in showbiz. Asked if couples who are can survive. Here she is talking about it.
Of course. It's happened. I mean, that's what I'm sort of hoping for. It's not necessarily somebody in the industry itself. Would be nice.
There you go, Morty. You could be nice. You're somebody not in the industry, so.
I am not in the industry.
And you're single, so. This is weird. I hadn't heard about this. Donny Osmond was paralyzed after having neck and back surgery in 2019 and was afraid he would never walk again.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Of course, now he's back on his own, starring on the strip in his own show, but I hadn't heard about that. Jeff Bezos talking about football all last hour. Big morning for the Raiders. He might be buying the Denver Broncos. Actually, he could buy every NFL team and still have almost $90 billion left. Is that amazing? So, I don't know. If you're a Denver fan.
And then he's going to put up for sale on Amazon.
Yes.
Buy your own NFL team on Amazon.
This is good news. Jeff Bridges announced his lymphoma is in remission. And his large mass is now the size of a marble. So, that's good news.
Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish wants Common. I guess that's the guy she's dating.
Mm-hmm.
What is he, a rapper or something?
He's an actor, rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. He's actually really good.
Wants Common to propose with an apartment building. Doesn't need a ring. Come at me with an apartment building. Give me a deed, baby. Don't come at me with a ring.
I like your style.
Is that going to be a new thing now? I didn't get you a ring. I bought you a house. How about that? Pete Davidson and Kelly Cuoco might be a thing now.
Why?
Well, they're making a romantic comedy together, Meet Cute. Meet Cute, M-E-E-T cute. Sources on the sets seem to think there's something going on. They were spotted at Six Flags together last month. So.
Oh, yeah, there it is. The roller coaster date?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
And they're
sealed.
That's almost like buying a dog together. They're both single, so why not? I mean, you know what? Okay. And last but not least, everybody will love to hear this. Coldplay and BTS getting together and releasing a new single together called My Universe later this month. So.
I can't wait.
Coldplay, BTS, together in the studio, recording together, putting out a new single. And there you go. That's Carla's take, whether she likes it or not. Sponsored by Boot Barn, proud sponsors of the West. I wanted to play this yesterday, but we got caught up. But if you've ever dealt with Amazon, you know, there's a lot of people always say, yeah, I get my packages, but sometimes they just toss them on the porch. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I can't even find them. They're in the bushes. Here's an Amazon driver. Check this out, Morty. Who wanted the customer to know that their place is hard to find because they don't have an address or a number clearly marked. But listen to how this Amazon driver leaves this message on the Ring doorbell.
Hello, Jennifer. I hope your mind is going well. You have no markers on your house that says what number you are. And that is hard to find your house, my dude. And it's unsafe, honestly. What if you needed medical assistance and the paramedics didn't know your town well? Come on, man. I'm right there.
Was that like on a Ring doorbell?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hello, Jennifer. I hope your mind is going well. You have no markers on your house that says what number you are.
Hard to find.
Yeah. And she's got a point with the medical emergency.
What if something were to happen?
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know where you live. There's no markers. There's no numbers. But that's a good Amazon driver.
That is, yeah.
Take the time out, get out of the truck, go mm-hmm. up to the door, ring the doorbell, and just start your own production.
Hello, Jennifer. I hope your mind is going well. You have no markers on your house that says what number you are.
I don't know if he or she were dancing or...
I hope my Amazon driver's taking notes right now.
Got problems already, huh? It's the Bee Gees. Yesterday, we broke the news. KKLZ giving you a chance to win tickets for a very exclusive grand opening and performance with Sammy Hagar. It's the debut of Sammy's Beach Bar Cocktail Company, hosted by the Red Rocker. That includes a live rooftop performance at sunset Wednesday, September 22nd, Beer Park at Paris, Las Vegas. So here you go, your chance to win a couple of tickets and qualify for the grand prize, which, by the way, is a two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas, all sponsored by and from the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet. Mystery celebrity time, Morty.
Okay.
All right. You identify this mystery celebrity.
Michael called me up one day. He's laughing. He realized you had a hit about a puppy, and I had a hit about a rat.
Can you identify the mystery celebrity? We just talked about him in the entertainment news. Here it is one more time.
Michael called me up one day. He's laughing. He realized you had a hit about a puppy, and I had a hit about a rat.
Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You can identify by name our mystery celebrity. You got the tickets and qualify for the grand prize. Sammy Hagar and the two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas. One more time.
Michael called me up when he was laughing. He said, you realize you had a hit about a puppy and I had a hit about a rat.
All right, good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Sammy Hagar by identifying the mystery celebrity by name.
Michael called me up when he was laughing. He said, you realize you had a hit about a puppy, and I had a hit about a rat.
Lori, identify the mystery celebrity by name.
It is Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond, yes. Congrats. Yes, he was supposed to do the song Ben for the movie, but was on tour with his brothers and couldn't do it, so they got Michael Jackson to do it.
I love that song. I have that song on a 45.
I bet you do. I bet you do. You got the tickets for Sammy Hagar. This is Wednesday night, sunset at his Sammy's Beach Bar Cocktail Company, and qualify for the two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything, and thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I think this is just good karma. Police in Midland, Michigan rescued a chicken the other day, and it was just outside of a Kentucky Fried Chicken place. I don't know why that strikes me as funny, but it just does, you know? So,
I actually, when I went home to visit Hawaii, I took a picture outside of Popeyes and there were four chickens running around it, but I didn't go and rescue them because I knew that they would be safe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see,
so
messy or ingenious, a TikToker, shared a ketchup hack where you tear a packet lengthwise, then dip your fries in the pack. We're talking about those packets of ketchup you get from fast food places.
Right. That doesn't work all the time.
It doesn't work? Okay.
I want to see somebody every single time open a ketchup packet exactly that way without making a mess.
All right. Well, you know what? You have something to do today. Then.
Yeah, so yes, I do.
Work on that. That's your homework for today. Man in Florida arrested for indecent exposure over the weekend.
Shocking.
After repeatedly driving up to the cash booth of a toll plaza. He just kept going. I guess they have toll roads there.
Yeah.
So instead of just flipping the coins, he went where there was a person there, and he's completely naked. He did it at least 7 times in 1 week. I don't know if it just, you know, one day, you know, each day of the week or
the toll people are like, oh, it's Bob again.
Right. He was finally nabbed over the weekend, was connected to the previous incidents. With surveillance footage, it's unclear if he was also naked when he was caught. So maybe he put clothes on. I don't know. Just seems odd.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. For the same reason people are tearing their ketchup packet lengthwise and sticking their fries in there. You never know. You just don't know. So there you go. There's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do these feel-good stories before we leave just to set the tone for the entire day. Listen to this one. Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Just wants one thing, for everybody to love the Hokey Pokey as much as she does. Now, she is 93 years old, lives in Prairie Village, Kansas, and she adores the song. It's fun, it's joyous. She gave her neighbor Melanie Mendries a CD with the song and is always checking in to see if Melanie likes the song, and she would always tell Phyllis, not quite yet. What Phyllis didn't realize, however, that Mendries was planning something for her 93rd birthday. Her neighbor invited all the other neighbors to stand outside of Brinkerhoff's house so they could all surprise her by doing the Hokey Pokey dance together like a flash mob. And so they did this on her front lawn, and she said, hey, get off my lawn! No. Phyllis was so happy. She joined in. Everybody's doing the Hokey Pokey. The smile on her face was so big, Mendry said, it doesn't take much to make someone's day. Which is so true, and you know what? That's great. Have have neighbors like that to do that?
Yeah.
Just be nice to somebody. There you go. If you have a feel-good story you'd like to submit, do it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Portisubs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portisubs.com. Wendy Rush is back for real today. Yesterday, Bob Bishop came in impersonating Wendy Rush, but Wendy is back today. She will have your next chance to score some free money from the Beasley Banker in the 10K Payday Contest. That happens at 11 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, so do enjoy your day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.